AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. Drug agencies, thousands of pounds of meth at a farmer's market. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Special agent in charge, Robert Murphy with the Drug Enforcement Administration, says they found 23,000 pounds of meth hidden in celery at a Georgia's farmer's market.
This was contained within a cover load of celery. That was what was hiding it. Obviously, we threw away the celery, so there's no concerns of buying celery at the grocery store.
A semi-trailer coming across the Mexican border raised suspicion. Agents then zeroed in on the Atlanta State Farmers Market in Forest Park, where a Mexican citizen was arrested. The DEA says it's one of the largest seizures of its kind. Sound courtesy WSB. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Speaking at the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees Convention, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says he and Vice President Harris have pro-labor records.
Vice President Harris and I have both had the privilege of joining workers on the picket line. And it's why, as governor, I signed one of the biggest packages of pro-worker policies in history into law.
A new Taylor Swift mural is unveiled in East London. In an AP interview, Visit London Director of Tourism Tracy Hollywell says Taylor Swift's 5 concerts will have a major impact on London's economy.
Flight bookings for this week are up about 34% on the same period last year. Views for hotels, so people looking for hotels, is 4 times the amount that it was the same time last year. So that we know that, you know, there's definitely an upturn in people wanting to be in town, whether they're coming to the concerts or just being around the fringes.
The U.S. has approved $20 billion in arms sales to Israel, including scores of fighter jets and advanced air-to-air missiles. It comes at a time of intense concern that Israel may be involved in a wider Middle East war. This is AP News. Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Vermont all had elections this evening. Republican businessman Eric Hovde easily won Wisconsin's primary for U.S. Senate. In November, he'll face Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin, who's running unopposed in her party's primary. Hovde is endorsed by former President Donald Trump. He's been running as the presumptive nominee for months. He's already spent at least $13 million of his own money on the race to knock off Baldwin, who's seeking a third term. Democratic U.S. Representative Ilhan Omar is trying to avoid the fate of 2 of her closest allies in Minnesota's primary elections. Omar is one of the progressive House members who call themselves the Squad. 2 have already lost their primaries. She's defending her Minneapolis area 5th district seat in a Tuesday primary against a repeat challenge from former Minneapolis City Council member Don Samuels. And Amy Klobuchar won her Democratic nomination in Minnesota, while Esther Charleston won the Democratic nomination for governor in Vermont. I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.